AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. From Kansas to Texas, rain is in the forecast for later today. In Texas, it means another soaking. Rivers are flooding. People are missing. Eight people are missing in Hays County in central Texas. Kelly Burke speaks here on behalf of the families of the missing.
It's impossible to express in words the tremendous loss, pain, and fear we are feeling. Still, we find comfort in our faith and in the support of our family, friends, and community.
Roads remain flooded in Marshall County along Oklahoma's border with Texas. President Obama says these floods underscore the need to be prepared. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
The president says the nation's actually better prepared than ever to deal with major storms.
The technology's improved. The forecasting has improved.
Still, after a briefing at the National Hurricane Center in Miami on the upcoming season, he said the wild card remains climate change.
The best climate scientists in the world are telling us that extreme weather events like hurricanes are likely to become more powerful.
And Obama says this week's Texas and Oklahoma flooding makes clear it's never too early for disaster preparation. Mark Smith, Washington.
Army Chief of Staff General Ray Ordiener says that human error was probably not a factor in the Army's mistaken shipment of live anthrax samples to labs in the U.S. and South Korea. Emory University Public Health Professor Philip Brockman says there's no need to worry.
There is really no danger to the public that this was all within confined containers, then sent to these different laboratories, and the organism in no way escaped from the laboratories.
FIFA President Sepp Blatter says the soccer corruption investigation brings shame and humiliation upon the sport.
More needs to be done to make sure everyone in football behaves responsibly and ethically.
Blatt says he intends to continue leading FIFA through its problems. Wall Street, the Dow is down 64 points. This is AP Radio News. A judge set a sentencing date for the Boston Marathon bomber. The AP's Rita Foley has the story.
District Court Judge George O'Toole set June 24th as the date on which Johar Tsarnaev will be formally sentenced to death. He'll get a chance to speak if he wants to, but the court will also hear from victims who have asked to speak at the hearing.
Three people were killed, more than 260 injured, when Tsarnaev and his brother placed two pressure cooker bombs near the finish line at the marathon 2 years ago. A heat wave in India has killed more than 1,400 people over the past month. Forecasters say the heat is expected to last a few more days. Poverty has forced many people in India to work despite the risks. The high temperature in some areas have hit 117 degrees Fahrenheit. There are only 10 young spellers left in the Scripps National Spelling Bee near Washington. The sister of one of the finalists won the bee in 2009. The finals will be held tonight. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.